We are here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. With me is David Dick, who is from Sedalia, Missouri, and basically just got done with a year as the chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils. And how do you feel now that the year is over with and you've got a proposal out there? How do you feel?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, I think we've taken the Federation a long way. It's obviously been a year of identity, and I think we've done a good job of that. Had an excellent Federation Executive Committee that certainly picked up the ball and ran. I mean, couldn't have asked for any better folks to be, you know, in those positions at the time we were. So I think we've done a lot of things this year besides the identity. You know, you work on that state-national partnership all the time, and that's really where we need to concentrate, and that's where we have been focused.
Mm-hmm. So the proposal now, as it stands, what is the current status?
What it is, you know, the CBB passed their R&R document in August, which changed the way, oh, the Federation and NCBA and different contractors engage with the Beef Board. So the Federation has to work out a new joint committee agreement with CBB, and so that's what this does. It establishes that agreement and basically allows us to start building a new committee structure that will reflect the changes they made in their R&R. And so that's where we've gone forward, and we ran over it in the Federation Forum, and the directors were all pretty satisfied with what they saw. They're actually more ready to get into the process and building the new committee structures, so I take that as pretty positive. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, and as far as the committees are concerned, what the ones that were going to change, the people that were on committee that were going to change it after this meeting are staying in there until...
Well, what it is they'll stay in there through the summer meeting, and then the new committee structure will be voted on at the summer meeting and actually kind of take effect in the new calendar year, which would be October 1. Okay. So they would be, when we're in Tampa next year, then that would be where the new committees would start their life.
Do you feel good about how the changes and what has come about during the time that you've been in leadership on the Federation?
Well, maybe not necessarily how or why they had to come about, but I'm really, really satisfied with how we handled them and where we placed the Federation in that process. And I certainly think that we've done a good job in putting an identity on the Federation and not leaving much doubt in anybody's mind about what we do and where we are.
Well, you're not one who likes to stand still, and I know you like to keep busy. So now that you're not chairman of the Federation, what's your next move for you?
Well, I don't know. I'll probably just go home, build fence, and read about it in the newspaper. So I'm not sure. We'll see. They've been several folks here pretty concerned that I might be out of the loop, so I doubt that if I am out of the loop, it's probably not going to be for long, so we'll wait and see.
We don't want you to get bored, David.
No doubt I won't.
All right. Thank you very much here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.